This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
One of the things I think that makes the Paracast very different from a lot of other paranormal radio shows is we don't focus on one country. It's not just the U.S. Of course, my co-host Randall is from Calgary, Canada. We've had guests from around the world. Just last week, for example, we had Tino Pezzamenti from Australia. We've had guests from Brazil, U.K., Scotland. We try to cover around the world. New Zealand, I think, one time. And today we're going to Florence, Italy, because we're going to talk to Dr. Roberto Pinati. And Dr. Pinati is somebody who has been involved in chasing the flying saucers or UFOs for a long, 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 long time. And I want to ask you, Roberto, thank you, first of all, for joining us, because I know you're up real late to be able to be on this show. How did you first get involved in following the UFOs?
Well, it's a long story. I was a teenager in that period, but since I began to correspond in English with people involved in the subject all over the world, I began to collect material and to send material from all over the world. Then, in 1967, I and a group of friends founded CUN, Centro Ufologico Nazionale, which is Italy's National Center for UFO Studies. And since then, we went on studying, investigating, and divulgating data as far as possible in Italy. Later, we began to be considered also by our authorities, namely the Italian Air Force, the Italian government. And this happened particularly in 1971, when I had to face my military duty at that time, and I was an officer in a NATO unit of the Italian army, the 3rd Missile Brigade, and in that role I was asked by my command to organize a lecture about UFOs for the superior officers of our unit. I did this, it was a success, and then when I returned to civilian life, I was considered by our military like a sort of expert about this. When certain events occurred in our country, we began to cooperate with our authorities. This is the story. And since then, the story is not yet over.
Obviously not yet over. Now, that's interesting here, too, because civilian UFO organizations in other parts of the world have a lot of difficulty cooperating with the authorities who want to put it down, but you're telling us that you were able to work with them.
Presently, I must tell you that after a tremendous UFO wave we had in 1978 and 1979, this means more than 2,000 sightings only in Italy, the Italian Department of Defense was charged to follow officially the UFO problem, and they are still doing this. The Italian Air Force is involved in this story, and obviously they say they do not interpret the data, but they collect the data and they consider them unidentified. This is important. They have on file more or less 500 cases, so it is not few cases after all. consider that, our organization, considering that we studied all the Italian situation during the last century, more or less, we had more than 13,000 cases on file. But the fact that there is so big a difference between official data, the data of the Italian force, and our data, is due to the fact that people do not like to go to the authorities and tell their UFO experiences. They prefer do this with organizations like ours, or even simply putting everything on internet, you understand?
Of course, we all wish back in the 70s and 80s, although it was being developed, that there was an internet that was so easy to come by. Now, in the course of your travels, you also began to work with Dr. J. Allen Hynek, someone I just knew very slightly in the 70s and early 80s. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, everything began in 1978 when in Italy the incredible UFO wave we had that year started. In that period we received from the Italian Air Force a group of official documents about UFO sightings. And since Joseph Hynek was in Italy in that period, because I wrote the foreword to the Italian edition of his second book, the Hynek UFO Report, we met and we began to cooperate. And since he considered our organization very serious, they asked us to represent in Italy the Center for UFO Studies, his UFO organization. And this cooperation proved to be very useful because we had a lot of material from QFOS, and we gave QFOS a lot of material from Italy. This was very, very positive. This shows that international cooperation is vital in ufology.
Unfortunately, we don't see as much of that as we should. Now, I'm going to ask in passing, we don't have to get into it in much detail. Have you had any encounters or contacts with MUFON from the U.S.?
Yes, I also was a MUFON representative for some years. But not only, when I was much younger, I even was the EPRO representative in Italy. You know that EPRO was a pioneer organization in the United States.
Right. I had some contacts early on with the Lorenzens, not to mention, I just wasn't a friend of Coral Lorenzen, but I thought Jim Lorenzen was really a great guy. But yeah, you go back a while there with that. You mentioned MUFON. Have you heard about all the craziness that's going on now with them or not?
Unfortunately, yes, I met their chief no more than some months ago in Barcelona, where we were together representing, of course, our countries. And frankly, I could not imagine what could have happened later. In any case, I think MUFON was really troubled by this, I understand.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things, of course, we can talk about, which we're not going to do, because we don't want to get you involved in American UFO politics. But
yeah,
I'd rather focus on the cases that you've investigated, because I think we can really get a lot of information there and cover things that maybe the people back here in the United States and elsewhere haven't heard about. And one of which I wanted to get into, and I'm going to get into, of course, your two-volume book.
Yeah.
Of course, which is UFO Contacts in Italy, Volume 1 and 2. But you investigated something involving what we call the fascist UFO files, because it's from World War II, and before, a UFO crash near Milan in 1933, and the reason we bring it up, of course, is that people here in the States, we think about Roswell, and sometimes a little too much about Roswell, but I wanted to ask you about that. Maybe you can give us a background so we can learn more about it. Roberto Pinotti is with us, and his books about UFO contacts in Italy, published by Philip Mantle's Flying Disc Press. We got more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue with Roberto Panatti. Roberto, okay, let's go back in time. Before you were born, as a matter of fact, and before I was born, a UFO crash near Milan, is that something, a crash like we look at Roswell as a UFO crash?
Well, more or less is something very similar, but it's also different. You see, the story is that in 1996, someone sent to our center a group of documents. They were original documents, not photocopies or copies. Well, these documents were extremely strange because they had to do with the Tirtis. In other words, they were about purported UFO sightings in the Tirtis. And at that time, in Italy, of course, we had the fascist dictatorship. In the Italian government was headed by Mussolini, of course, and it seems that in that period, really, a study group was created by Mussolini, since the sightings of what today we call UFOs were reported also in that period, and Mussolini thought that they were just some secret weapon of another European country, England, France, or Germany. And so a study group named Cabinet RS-33, where RS stands for Ricerche Speciali, Special Research, and 33 is just the year in which it was created, started. Some scientists were involved at that time, and the head of this study group was Guglielmo Marconi, you know, the inventor, and at that time also the president of the Royal Science Academy of Italy. They studied the reports of that period, and of course our prime problem was to verify if these documents sent by what seemed to be the nephew of a component of this cabinet were true or not, were original or not. They did this, they gave all this material to forensic experts in order to verify if these documents were authentic or not. And they were, really. Of course, some skeptics say that they are not historical documents. And maybe they could be right in the sense that there are no traces of something like this in historical documents. But if you can verify that UFO reports were written in the 30s, in Italian, in reports reported in that particular years, of course, you can't ignore this, you understand. So what we did is just to check as far as possible some of these reports. In particular, a very important one was a report dated August 1936, in which a cigar-shaped object, followed by two Saturn-shaped minor objects, a sort of mothership and flying saucers, in other words, was seen over Venice and Mestre on the North Adriatic coast. These objects were followed by some Italian planes, but of course they could not reach them. This report was considered extremely important, and we checked the original documents, and we could find that they were really 1936 reports. Of course, I think that's enough, since you know that, for instance, cigar-shaped UFOs were often seen during the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. And so this fits perfectly with these reports of the fascist era. You understand that all this may in part rewrite the history of ufology. But don't be so you see, this story is not particularly strange, because recently, for instance, a French researcher, Jean-Gabriel Gresley, obtained some documents through the Freedom of Information Act in the United States, and in a couple of different letters, there are traces of a very, very curious event linked to the so-called Los Angeles battle, you know, the 1942 event, which was called the Battle of Los Angeles, you know. In fact, in these two documents Jean-Gabriel Gresley obtained, there is the indication that after the Battle of Los Angeles, two crafts were downed and recovered by the military in California. And there is also another letter in which General Marshall says that these objects, these crafts, seems absolutely nothing normal, and ask President, the President of the United States to create a study group for this. Then there is a letter from Franklin Delano Roosevelt just a few weeks before its death, in which he mentions briefly the incredible marvels from the objects obtained in that occasion, and says that any study about all this was to be postponed after the war was won against Germany and Japan. In other words, UFO crash seems to be much beyond Roswell. You see, the Battle of Los Angeles in 1942, and as far as we know, even in Italy in 1933. So, probably, you see, the top secret documents we are just beginning to read today are more than we think.
That's really interesting. Just for our listeners here, this is what you often refer to, or you see referred to when you're out surfing around on the internet, as the fastest UFO files, right?
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, these were originally delivered in the mid-90s to you and author Roberto Pinotti. And they were sent on stationery bearing the seal of the Kingdom Senate and Agenzia Stefani, which was the regime news agency in charge of disseminating fascist propaganda.
Let's do a break here, and we'll get back with Roberto Pinotti and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is telling residents to be careful,
especially in the Corpus Christi, Nueces County area. You can expect storm surges of up to 4 to 6 feet.
He also says the storm is passing through some of the areas that are spiking with COVID-19 cases.
To everybody in the state of Texas, that just because a hurricane comes to the state does not mean that COVID-19 disappears.
In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
This is USA Radio News. A legendary TV host has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88 after suffering a heart attack. Philbin began as a TV host back in the early 60s, but he's most known for his work on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, which paired him with Kathy Lee Gifford for years, and later on, Live with Regis and Kelly, where he was paired with Kelly Ripa. Philbin left that show in 2011, and in a 2017 interview with Larry King, he said it was simply time to go.
I was leaving because I was getting older and that wasn't right for me anymore.
Philbin passed early Sunday morning at his longtime home in Manhattan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also, one of the co-founders of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, has passed away. His family said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 with the rest of the band. He was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is very briefly talking with Roberto. Randall's kind of recounting the... what he has seen about the fascist UFO files, so-called. Go ahead, please.
Right. So, I mean, if these came out of the propaganda wing of the news agency, how do we know they're real sightings and not just some kind of propaganda?
You see, the documents simply show that everything was secret, and there were penalties for whoever may have revealed anything of this story. Even other authors, like Timothy Good and others, were involved in our research, and their opinion, of course, was that the documents of the fascist era simply show that really the events occurred. And as I told you, all this was verified by the forensic analysis on the documents. Besides, we found later also many telegrams sent by the prefects of the Kingdom of Italy to the chief of the government, that is Mussolini, exactly about the subject of unidentified objects in Italy's skies in that period. This means that there was a direct and definite attitude to analyze and to consider this phenomenon.
Fascinating. And, of course, they also talk about this top-secret cabinet led by Marconi and some of Italy's most prominent astronomers and scientists and aeronautical engineers. So were you able to verify any more of this or dig up any other related information after you learned of these secret organizations?
Well, as far as we know, the fascist group, the fascist study group, devoted his studies to a sort of reverse engineering studies. In other words, they tried to copy as far as possible the crash-landed object. We don't know at what an extent this object was damaged or not.
There's a connection here, it looks like, to Nazi Germany, where they shipped off some of these files to Nazi Germany. And so do you think that maybe that's where we get some of the UFO lore about the, the Nazi Bell and UFO research in Germany during World War II?
Yes, of course, all this was surely connected, since the Italians began to study the subject in the 30s. But after the war began also for Italy, that is in 1940, all these studies, at a certain extent, were sent also to Nazi Germany. So, probably could also affect the research of the Nazis towards new aerial weapons, for instance, like the so-called V-7. The V-7 was a strange aerial object, round, and according to Hermann Hobert, one of the father of rocketry, it was built in only one a test exemplar, and it could have a test flight near Vienna immediately before to be destroyed, not to be captured by the Allies, you understand. But surely the Nazis inherited the Italian studies.
Very interesting. So I wonder if, do you think it's possible then that after the war, when the scientists from Germany were captured and came to the United States, that maybe they actually started a secret UFO program there?
Well, we can't exclude this. What we have to check is to what an extent they could know certain things or not. You see, for instance, people like a German engineer, Mitte, and an Italian engineer, Belluzzo, well, they tried to build a real flying saucer at the end of the Second World War. We have, just on the paper, but nobody built it. And of course, this cannot be a coincidence. It is evident that the studies of the Italians and of the Germans in that period were oriented to have a sort of reverse engineering, and they tried to build a new kind of aerial vehicles, you see.
Did they have any success, do you think? Do you think that Nazism ever really flew?
I don't think, absolutely, because, of course, nothing of this happened in Italy, but also in Germany. You know that the Germans, you know the story of the so-called the Bell. Well, was a strange craft they built, but nobody really knows anything more about this. So it's hard to verify if these stories are just stories or reality. What is interesting in any case is that more recently, from the United States, William Brophy Jr., the son of William Brophy, who was lieutenant colonel pilot of the United States Air Force involved in secret UFO research, came to Italy to give us more information. He said that his dad has told him that after the war, important material about UFOs was taken to the United States from northern Italy. And if it is so, you understand that this fits perfectly to what we know about the UFO crash in Italy in 1933. So, as far as we can say, probably the United States collected all they could about UFO crashes everywhere in the United States and also out of the United States.
Indeed. I wonder if the Roswell crash could be related to this crash that you're talking about. Now, can you elaborate on this early crash that happened in Italy?
Well, you see, normally, as far as we know, the Roswell crash had to do with small entities, you know. They were humanoid entities, but not perfectly human in the real sense of the word. If the story William Brophy confirmed us is true, on the contrary, in the 1933 crash in Italy, two bodies were recovered with debris. And the two bodies were, they were the bodies of people not too different from humans. They were blonde. They were, what we may call the Nordic type aliens today. And, of course, this could be the reason which caused Mussolini to consider the fact that this object was just a German secret weapon.
You know, I want to get into more of that when we get to our next segment, because there have been a number of studies here indicating that some of the early UFO cases, more particularly in the U.S., and I don't claim to know about those in Europe very much, could have been secret weapons, and maybe we were playing around with stuff recruited from recovered Nazi hardware. Roberto Pinati joins us. He's written books about UFO contacts in Italy. We've got more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Roberto Pinotti talking to us from Italy and very gracious to stay up really, really late, much past my bedtime. Because we got him on after midnight his time, and we're glad that he's more alert than I ever would be even during the day. Randall, let's push this further. You got some comments to make before we continue with this description?
Well, I kind of find the parallels to Roswell quite fascinating, quite interesting, actually. So this craft came down somewhere near Milan, Italy. And is there any details about who found it first, if there was any pieces picked up or debris, materials? And where was this craft taken?
Well, as far as we know, the debris were taken in the hangars of a local, an Italian, important industry, that is CI Marchetti. Consider that the people involved in this top secret studies were obviously Benito Mussolini, the chief of the Italian government at that time, Galeazzo Ciano, who was the minister for foreign affairs, and also Italo Balbo, who was the head of the Italian Air Force at that time, the Royal Air Force of that time. So, in other words, only the chiefs of the Italian governments were aware of this, with all the experts they involved in the research, starting with Marconi, but there are many names of other astronomers, engineers, and so on.
Have you been able to follow the history of it at all to see what has happened to it? Like with Roswell, there's the sort of the mythology or legend of Hangar 18, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where they did reverse engineering as well. There's officers that say they saw materials being taken there, loaded onto planes. Is there any kind of evidence or stories like that where people have actually seen this craft stored in the hangar?
Well, of course, there are witnesses involved, but you see that a long time elapsed, so it's hard to be totally sure that what we may read in the documents is exactly what happened. Apart from this, in any case, William Brophy reported also a very interesting story. This story was mentioned by Leonard Stringfield in the United States. A French doctor, Léon Vis, was asked by the United States Air Force to verify the nature of ice stones. Ice stones are, well, in a biological sense, are material linked to the cells of a body, no? And when these samples of histones were given to Dr. Wyss to be examined, they said, but what are they? And the United States Air Force people who gave him these cells said, okay, they are human cells, you have just to verify them. And he verified these histones and said they cannot be human because they seem human, but they are different, so there is something wrong. And they said, no, no, everything is correct. No, no, absolutely, this is wrong. In other words, at last, this said to his United States Air Force man who had taken him this material that he would have liked to see from where these samples had been taken. And so they showed him two bodies in a formalin bath, in other words, and this in Wright-Patterson, to be more detailed. And he saw this two Nordic-type corpses in this. So, in other words, if all this story is true, the Italian UFO crash in 1933 had not to do with small humanoid entities like in the Roswell cases, but blonde and Nordic type pilots.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got the gray type, you know, the small ones with the big almond eyes, and then we've got the Nordic types, and we've heard repeated cases over the years of those two different types. Now, do you think that they work together, or are they in conflict with each other? And why do these ships seem to crash?
Well, what I may tell you is simply linked to a well-known American case, that is the Travis Walton abduction case. Consider that Travis was formally abducted, and, well, you know the story. He says that in the craft in which he was taken, he had to do not only with small gray-like entities, but also with blonde Nordic type humans. And these Nordic type humans at last fed him, you know. Today, you know, Travis does no longer consider himself an abductee in the normal sense of the word. He says that probably the aliens simply recovered him, and since he had had a sort of an effect, he almost touched the craft, you know the story. And so, it was like he was hit by a sort of lighting, you know. And so today he says that they simply took him inside to help him to recover. And so he does not consider his case an abduction in the real sense of the word. So the fact that the Nordics and the Greys were together in the case of the Travis Walton saucer, maybe could be also extended by the Italian case, but as far as we know, only the Nordic had to do with the 1933 crash landing. Yeah.
Now, you're also the founder of the National UFO Center in Italy. And is that organization still in effect? And can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with the center and some of the cases you've covered with it?
Well, our organization, as you say, started in 1967 and is still active. Presently is one of the five oldest youth organizations in the world still active. We publish the magazine. We are often in Italian TV. We have good relationships with authorities in the sense of our government, but also in the sense of the media, and also even with science, because we always try to face the reality of UFO cases. And, well, it's hard to deny what we investigate and what we try to divulge. So we are in a good position from this point of view. After all, our existence is more than 53 years, so it's not too bad. Presently, I should say that we did another good thing, after all. Starting in 1993, every year, we have the World UFO Symposium in the Republic of San Marino. San Marino is a small state, the oldest republic in the world, founded in the 3rd century after Christ, you know, and it's a good site to organize a similar event. Their government was very open to this idea. So since then, we began to have this yearly congress. Presently, we are preparing online, of course, since this year is impossible.
We've got more to come. We've got more to come with Roberto Pinotti. And we're on with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.